All right, it's a Tuesday. You know what that means. We head to the Dial-A-Doc program, and we have with us here today, talking about FHN Heart Month, to provide screenings, upcoming screenings, Cardiac Services Team Leader Diane Bardell's back with us. Hey, Diane, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. Seems like we always do talk February because, you know, and fittingly so, it's Heart Month in February. We talk about the cardiovascular system that includes more than just our hearts. What's included in that term, and how is that important to our entire system?
So the cardiovascular system consists of the heart and blood vessels that deliver oxygen and nutrients to the tissues and carries waste products to the organs responsible for elimination. The arteries carry blood from the heart to the rest of the body, and the veins carry blood back to the heart. So it's pretty important.
All right. So that's the whole system, how it interacts together. Tell us a little bit now during Heart Month here. What is coronary artery disease, and what are its symptoms?
So coronary heart disease is a common term used for the buildup of plaque in the heart's arteries that could lead to a heart attack.
And what are you talking about when you're talking symptoms of that?
So it could be uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or pain in the center of your chest. A lot of patients will say, well, I don't have any pain, but they have a tightness or a fullness that lasts more than a few minutes or goes away and comes back. So sometimes if you walk, you get this pressure or tightness in your chest, and then when you rest, it goes away. It can be pain or discomfort in one or both arms, the back, neck, jaw, even the stomach. Shortness of breath can be one of the symptoms. Other signs can be such as breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea, or lightheadedness. And as with men, women's most common heart attack symptom is chest pain or discomfort. But women are somewhat more likely than men to experience some of the other common symptoms, particularly shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, back or jaw pain.
Now, is this what you're describing here? Is this a heart attack? Is that what you're telling me?
So these symptoms can be the same as a heart attack, but if it's caught early, you can prevent a heart attack. And that's if they don't catch it early, that's when it becomes a heart attack.
And what are some of the most important things to do immediately if someone thinks they may be having a problem, a coronary heart disease, or a heart attack?
So time is of the essence. The most important thing they can do is call 911. They need to get into the hospital and get treated.
And you don't want them to drive themselves in, right?
That's correct.
I think this is always an issue, and I think you always have to deal with this. The difference between indigestion. I think that, you know, that people always go, yeah, I just thought I had, do you hear that? I'm sure you hear that a lot. I just thought I had indigestion, right? Do you hear that comment quite a bit?
I do hear that, and I had a patient once who was right in the middle of having like chest pain, and she said, oh, it's just my indigestion. Well, it wasn't. She really had significant blockages. So, yeah, many times they do have that indigestion feeling because the stomach and heart can mimic each other, so they should not ignore those symptoms.
All right, and what are most heart attacks fatal? Kind of give us some overview on all that.
Well, while heart disease is still the number one killer for men and women, early treatment can save lives and prevent a fatal heart attack.
And how can someone help reduce their chances in developing coronary heart disease or heart problems or a heart attack in general? Give us that advice.
So some of the things is exercise, eating a healthy diet, and, you know, taking your prescribed medications. If you have high blood pressure, make sure that you take your medicines and that you eat healthy and exercise.
Why do I always feel you're picking on me? Why do I always feel that way?
My husband feels the same way.
Okay, all right. What about the treatments or procedures that someone can undergo at FHN's Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center? They're at FHN. Tell us about the procedures.
So we do all testing for the heart, and we do do stents and angioplasty, pacemakers. We do peripheral angiograms, which would be a blockage to your lower legs. We have our cath lab here. And we also do stress tests. We have a cardiac rehab. So we provide everything here at FHN.
What about preventative tests and procedures at FHN? What do you offer there?
So during the month of February, we have our heart special that we offer every year. It's a basic screening. So if you do not have any prior heart issues, but you have risk factors for heart disease, you can sign up for our either FHN calcium scoring test or the standard walking treadmill. You have to be able to walk on a treadmill.
All right. You're going to have the special date upcoming event coming up a week from tomorrow, coming up Wednesday, February 12th. Tell us about this.
That's correct. Take your heart to heart. We have our new nurse practitioner, Christine Fossler. She's our cardiac nurse practitioner. She is going to speak about women and heart disease. And she's going to talk a little bit more about how you can prevent heart disease and take care of yourself.
All right. When and, well, we know when. It's going to be a week from Wednesday, February 12. What time and where?
It's from 5:30 to 6:30, and it will be at the FHN Family Health Center at Burchard Hills. It's down in the lower level.
All right. And when you're talking about, let's go back to the two heart tests that you're talking about. You're talking about you're offering two $119 heart tests during Heart Month. So you're talking about some real deals here. And these are life-saving deals, right?
That's correct. We have found, you know, people that have heart disease through these. One is a calcium scoring. So if you're not able to walk on a treadmill, you can do this. It just takes a few minutes, and they look at the calcium built up outside of your arteries to see if you're at risk for heart disease. And then the other one is to actually get hooked up to an EKG machine and walk on a treadmill and have a stress test.
All right. And when you walk, you're going to kind of like mildly jog too with a stress test. You got to get your heart rate up to a certain level,
right?
You have
to get your heart rate up to a certain level. It's called a target heart rate, yes.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. All right. Well, all that coming up. I always like to talk to you. I mean, it's an important time of year for the National Heart Month, of course. That's February. What about, Diane, can people arrange an elective cardiological procedure or any of the tests at FHN? How could they do that?
Yes. So they can call the number for an appointment, 877-6000-FHN, or they can go to www.fhn.org, or they can talk to their provider.
All right, Diane, always great information. Great to visit with you again. It's great information that you always provide. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Diane Bardell here today. She's the cardiac services team leader here this morning. It's Heart Month. It's February, and that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.